It is time for our famous weekly, usually weekly, mostly weekly edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein of the Republican American. And it is my pleasure to ask the following question. What's going on out there, Ruth?
Let's start with weather. We can't ignore that. It's been just a crazy week. Sun, rain, winds, near tornadoes, trees down. I just have a feeling it's going to be that way all summer long. We had, trees down like everyone else, but long-time power outages up in North Kent this week, leaving people without power for days, and Route 7 closed, which is rare. And I'm sure you folks have witnessed the same thing.
Whereabouts did Route 7 close?
Route 7 was closed from sort of Cobble Road all the way up to Route 45 in Warren.
Oh my.
For how long and why?
When did it start? Wednesday night? And Friday night, it finally came on late Friday night. And I think there was some confusion about some of the poles and things, and I think there may still be a few people out up in North Kent. There was talk of that. So, and then last night there was a call for a tree on a house on Carter Road. As we're all seeing this, it's just
up on. Do you know how far from High Watch or?
I don't. I don't know exactly where it was, but up that way, yeah.
Interesting.
Well, and you know, we've got to look forward to hurricane season, which
hasn't even started.
Oh, it has started though. There is a very large hurricane,
and her name is Beryl.
Yes,
barreling towards us.
It has started. No, not towards us.
I understand.
Quite powerful.
Is it officially hurricane season?
Oh, yes, it's gotten all the way up to a Category 4 at
okay.
one point.
It's officially hurricane season. Anyway,
wow,
it is officially hurricane season because
and they say that we're going to possibly have more than we would normally get here.
Yeah.
Way up here.
Really?
And what's going
so
to be really...
So who knows?
Well, since they come from there, you know, everyone remembers Irma, which took out some major routes. So it'll be interesting to see what Beryl and her friends do, because it seems to be following a similar path. Beryl is meant to go to the Gulf, correct, Mike? Ultimately,
The last reports I saw, she was heading in towards the Gulf.
Okay,
but then again,
these
change on an almost hourly basis sometimes.
I know, and people love watching the spaghetti, the mat. And my favorite was—I don't think either one of you were born yet—but my favorite was when they did Katrina. For a week and a half, it was very clear that this one was going. It was so clear it didn't change, and yet it was amazing to me that people didn't. It was like, no, it'll veer off at the last minute. The bulletins that the National Weather Service was putting out were as alarming as anything could be. It's like, oh, no, it always veers off. Okay, 5 days in a row.
Yeah, tell that to people in New Orleans.
2016 election. Go on.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, according there, hopefully it's not going to move up towards. It's going to hit into Mexico, but then again, that can change on a dime.
On a dime.
On a dime.
All right. So we've got people here and people there, and what else is going on out there? Right?
Okay, besides weather, which we're all looking at,
right?
Had an interesting meeting, and I got called out to Barkhamsted, which is a little bit out of my realm, but. There was a good celebration of the 20th anniversary of the Highlands Conservation Act, which was signed 20 years ago to protect and give funds to Connecticut, Pennsylvania, New York, and New Jersey. It was signed into law, and Senator Chris Murphy, Deep Commissioner Katie Dykes, and Kyra Hastie from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife were at People's Forest, which, by the way, is an absolutely lovely spot, to celebrate the other day, and the place was packed with conservationists and young people, young interns and land groups, and it was a lovely event, and it's really very interesting. Connecticut has taken advantage of it more than the three other states. We've gotten $4.6 million so far to preserve these lands, and it's a public-private sort of project. Towns can apply, land trusts can apply, and so there was a lot of joy and upbeatness at this meeting, and it was actually very enjoyable to watch.
So people can apply for grants for particular areas?
Yeah.
Okay.
For projects and lands.
Is it done through the land conservation?
Well, any of the groups can apply, and it goes through Fishes and Wildlife, and it's dispersed somehow. There's a whole thing, a website on the Highlands Act, and if anybody's interested, they really should connect with that.
I think that fortunately we have a press that's now heard of it. Because, again, it's not something that probably if you are in the land conservation business, you know what it is and know.
Right,
that it's
I'm sure they do.
If you don't,
again, the more publicity and the more acknowledgement, the better.
I'm struck that Connecticut has taken the most advantage of it.
Connecticut's got the batch, and Chris Murphy was instrumental in signing this act and getting it off the ground. Well. Not 20 years. Well, maybe said he was a leader in it. So he was a state senator years ago. So maybe that's when he was active in it. We had a bizarre accident in Kent this week. A car was coming down Route 7 and somehow veered off the road and drove into Cobble Brook, which is just north of the village. The call came in that there was a car submerged in the Housatonic, which caused everybody some concern, and people went elsewhere trying to find it. It was a wrong message, and as Fire Chief Alan Gobble said, lack of cell phone service didn't help any. So it was finally discovered. The car was upside down. I happened to get there, and the victim did walk out, which was amazing, but he was later life-starred to Waterbury Hospital because of concerns from medical personnel. And then it was quite a sight. And then the car was lifted by a huge crane and towed away. And people kept asking, where is this? Where is this? Well, it's a little... just a tiny, along Route 7 with a guardrail. You wouldn't notice it unless you really were looking for it. So kudos again to all the rescuers who were out there and got him safely out of there. Interesting meeting in Falls Village this week. Last time it was Republicans in Kent. This time it was Democrats in Falls Village. Congresswoman Johanna Hayes, State Rep Maria Horn, and State Senatorial Democratic candidate Justin Potter came to a meeting of the Falls Village Democrats and talked issues, of course. As you know, Hayes is being challenged once again by Republican George Logan, who lost by about 2,000 votes in a close election last time, and he is being pushed strongly by the Republicans nationally. They want this seat really badly, so that's going to be a race to watch. And Hayes, spoke her accomplishments, and Horn spoke of her accomplishments, and this is just the beginning, folks. The political season has begun, so we will be following all these local campaigns. Maria Horn, by the way, is being challenged by Barbara Brior, who is the Republican town clerk in Goshen. we have lots of things looking ahead. As you well know, obviously, this is July 4th week, so on Thursday, the Salisbury Association always holds its Independence Day celebration, and Lou Bert Bucherry, who is dresses up as Heman Allen, gets up and reads the Declaration of Independence. The Salisbury band plays, and there's kids roaming around, running around, and swimming and picnics, and it's a typical New England small town celebration of Independence Day. Gets a lot of people out and a lot of fun. So come on down if you want to be part of the celebration. Also, along July 4th means fireworks. So there will be the annual fireworks display at Lime Rock Park on the 7th.
Is it the 7th or the 6th?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the 7th.
July 7th, yeah. Okay. And that is come early. They're telling everybody, come early, enjoy picnics and various activities, and the fireworks start at 9:15 when it's dark enough. So I think that's the only fireworks display I'm aware of. There may be others, but that's the biggie around here. As I say, looking ahead, we have...
No, wait a minute. That's July 6th. The rain date is July 7th.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
Thank you both, because they never do it on a Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah, I had to think about it, and I did a PSA for it, and I had to go look and see. Yeah, it's the 6th is the actual rain.
Oh, dear. Okay,
it'll be the 7th.
I had it down as the 7th. It is the 6th, sure.
Well, while we're talking about fireworks, my daughter and I were having a conversation last night, and we've noticed, and maybe we're missing something, we haven't seen... a fireworks tent out. There's typically one with the Borderline in Salisbury or in Lakeville at the Borderline in New York and Connecticut. In the stores, we're not seeing any fireworks. Does anybody know what's up with that? All of a sudden, there's just a lack of anything on the retail shelves?
Nope. Got me.
Okay. I'm going to have to fish around because it's very odd. You used to see retailers with fireworks this time of year, well ahead of this time.
Mm.
And I am seeing nothing.
They're always imported, yes?
Well, there's the Connecticut rates them. I mean, we don't have good fireworks, but, you know.
Are they manufactured, so to speak, here, or are they?
Well, no. I don't know where they're manufactured.
Right, I'm just noting that
usually we see them in the retail institutions and on tents, and oddly, I'm just not seeing anything this year. So I'm going to have to dig in and see what's going on.
Yeah. You'll have to be the sleuth here,
I'll have to play Ruth Epstein for a little while.
Right. The investigative reporter.
That's right. Where did all the fireworks go?
Where did they go? Okay. Last night we had the continuation of the hearing on the Grove Street School project, which is the Salisbury Housing Trust is asking to place two affordable houses on that property. It has gone on and on. A lot of discussion. The neighbors are very opposed, concerned about trees, concerned about noise, concerned about parking. There have been several plans submitted by the trust, and we'll have to follow up and see what happened last night as far as that goes. Last night was also a Salisbury Board of Selectmen's meeting. The Canaan Board of Selectmen's meeting has been canceled for this month. Normally would have been last night. They will meet again in August. Tonight we have the second in the series of the Tuesdays at 7 at the Falls Village Historical Society. That's at the Meeting House, Falls Village Meeting House. On Route 7 and 63, and it's a lovely evening. You sit in the pews of that historic building and listen to talks, and most of them lately have been on trains, so tonight they're discussing, a speaker's going to be talking about Lionel trains, so those of you who have great memories of your childhood. And
those wonderful pellets that you got to drop in the steam engine that they always hoarded at my house.
They always, I'm sorry?
Hoarded. You know, it would make smoke. It was a little, it made a little smoke
as
the engine went around.
Yeah.
But my parents were never, putting together those tracks was something else, by the way. But I was always like, oh, my, do the smoke. And they kind of hoarded it, so it was only for special occasions.
Well, it should be an interesting talk and bring people back to their childhood memories.
Except if some parents hoarded the smoke thing.
Yes, except. Tonight is also the Cornwall Board of Selectmen's meeting. And that's always hybrid. You can go to the library or you can watch it on Zoom.
I think you've mentioned this before, and I was spacing. Was there any resolution about the Salisbury situation?
We're going to find out.
Okay.
I have to catch up that with last
night. I was listening to you, and then I went onto the trains, and I forgot to ask you that.
Yeah. Right. No, we'll have to catch up on that one. Looking ahead, busy weekend. Friday is the annual cake auction at the Sharon Historical Society. This is where cakes go for $400 and $500. obviously, it's a fundraiser, but
good cakes,
beautiful cakes, decorated and all sorts of things, and.
Right.
It's auctioned off, and it's a very fun evening, and it's amazing to see those of us who only know how to do Duncan Hines, what other people can do. I mean, it's just fascinating, and people are very supportive and generous. So that is Friday at, 5:30. On Saturday, there is... the Cornwall Historical Society is opening its annual meeting, exhibit, and the theme this year is Mohawk Mountain and the ski area. So there'll be all sorts of historical facts and interesting talks about Mohawk. And so that is Saturday. Also on Saturday, another interesting... the Kent Memorial Library and the local American Legion are co-sponsoring a talk by Sabin Howard. He is a sculptor, lives here in Kent, and is sculpting the figures for the World War I monument in Washington, D.C. I'm really looking forward to that. That monument is up, but they're putting the finishing touches on with the figures. I understand they're figures that go from the soldiers leaving their homes to go to war all the way up to the end. Several people in Kent will be at that memorial dedication on September 13th. It's right across from the White House. And
good mind reading. I was definitely going to ask you, when is the dedication to this?
You've got to go to Washington.
And... The other question I had is also on Saturday. Are these during the day on Saturday, or are they?
The Mohawk talk, I believe, is evening, or late afternoon, as well as the monument talk.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, I should have looked up.
No. It's for those who aren't going to the fireworks, or that's what I was trying to figure out. You can actually go to those.
The World War I Memorial talk is at 4 p.m.
Okay.
And the Historical Society talk is, that one I'm not sure of.
All right. If people are interested, people hear this, check it out.
Check on the web. Lots of websites, and we need to draw to a close here this morning already, folks.
Really?
Can you believe that? Yes.
Quickly.
We've reached our allotted time slot.
You did a fabulous job, and what's going on out there, Ruth? And we'll be very interested to hear what went on out there, Ruth, on our next edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein of the Republican American.
Happy Independence Day, everyone.
And you on Robinhood Radio.